Good morning. Now that I have your attention. Our reading for this morning is Psalm 130. And we've read it through a couple of times now, but I want to read it for you to listen. A song of ascents. Out of the depths I call to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can with reverence serve you. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him there is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. Our psalm today runs the themes of watching and waiting and the hope that attends them. We wait not without hope. Waiting is the hardest part for most of us. There are so many times in our lives we are forced to wait. There's a child that waits for a treat impatiently and may even throw a temper tantrum. This is not a concept. Time is not a concept they can understand. I have a friend who does a wonderful thing with her kids. She tells them it's two sleeps till they go on vacation. Then they have an idea of when things will happen. For adults, the kind of waiting we go through is all over the spectrum. You may wait for many different things, such as waiting for a partner to come into your life, or waiting to get married, or to have children. God uses these times to teach us patience and to strengthen us. God can use these times even when we are waiting for the healing of the sick or taking care of a loved one who is ill. This can be a dark time for those concerned, but there is hope in all these things, and today's psalm shows us that. Psalm 130 begins with a cry from the depths. From the attacks of the enemy, from the darkness of the world, even in the song we sang of the miry pit. This is a dark place that many of us are familiar with in our lives. Some suffer disappointments of life, and those go in deeper anguish. And there are situations that occur in our day-to-day lives, so that the losses of life, be it the loss of a loved one or any other kind of loss, needs to be worked through because we wait. Some may suffer the darkness of depression who, like me, have experienced the depths of despair. It's not a place for any of God's children, and out of the depths we cry to God. We are assured in this passage that God hears our cries as we wait for him. This lifts us up from the depths with its pain and consequences. Sin would hold us in the depths as it has an impact on our lives. But we cry out to God, and he hears our pleas for forgiveness, for our sins, and for our pain. God has promised this from words in the Old Testament, and we live in the promise of God and his assurance of grace. So we live in a time of waiting, a time of anticipation, a time of Lent. It is time to repent and receive the grace that God promised us. This is our God, and we have a sense of awe and reverence in what he has done for us in redeeming our very lives. This is where our hope lies, and we wait in hope. We wait as the watchman did, who waited till the morning. Night is a time of darkness, and their fears are of unknown dangers which lie outside the light. But David, the psalmist, writes these lines about the watchman who kept vigil twice. So it's a double reminder that there is emphasis on hope and the waiting. In my reading for preparing this sermon, I found out that this psalm, Psalm 130, is written on one of the walls of the chapels at Dachau prison. This gave me pause as I thought about the number of people who waited there for the outcome of the selections and the very real fear of dying in the gas chambers. How, as the people, mostly Jews, knew that their days were numbered, and yet they waited. This psalm holds out the hope that they trusted in and all of God's covenant promises with it. In facing fear, in facing death itself, we face the promises that God has made to us. How would we wait as the people did in the camp? How do we hold on to hope in a very bleak time of life? We have the promises of a living and loving and trustworthy God. We go back to their covenant relationships, from Noah to Abraham to the covenant with Christ. And we are redeemed by God through Jesus Christ and his sacrificial death. God's redeeming love desires that every one of his own, whom he created, come to him and confess their sins and be redeemed by the blood of Christ. No one is beyond the love of God, who loves us with an unfailing love. Hope is vital in the waiting. Viktor Frankl, who was a prisoner at Dachau, wrote about the impact of hope in the concentration camp prisoners. And what was amazing was that those who held on to hope were able to survive the vilest of conditions. Hope is so important as we wait, not knowing what tomorrow may bring, while we know and hope in our salvation in God. My soul waits, says the psalmist, and we wait not without hope. We wait in hopeful expectation of salvation and the coming of Christ for his own. We live in this hope, and we are called to proclaim the gospel of Christ to all the world. We are to put our hope in God for his unfailing love and redemption. But this is to be done with all of us, ourselves, our whole being, our body, our soul, our mind, and our strength. God's unfailing love befriends us with kindness and mercy. It is a promise not just to David and his own, but for all who believe God himself redeems us from our sins, from the root of trouble that would wear us down. The gospel lesson for today talks about waiting in the story of Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha. Mary and Martha waited for Jesus to come. They waited even after Lazarus' death. They knew he would rise again in the resurrection on the last day. They waited for Jesus to bring about their brother's resurrection, and Jesus was so moved, he raised Lazarus then and there. Jesus prayed to the Father that all who saw Lazarus rising would see the Father at work and be set free, even as Lazarus was set free from the grave clothes. Many who saw believed in Christ. We too are called to watch and wait. Like Jesus, we are called to make the most of every opportunity to share God's unfailing love and full redemption. We are to share the gospel of the message with our whole being, to share Christ's sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins. This is the good news that the psalmist shares with the readers. We are called to this group, ascending the holy place of Mount Zion, singing this psalm in the promise we have seen fulfilled. We live and are moved by the Holy Spirit as we belong to God. And I think we've seen profound examples of how the Holy Spirit moves in this congregation and others. We've seen Jonah come through his illness and Marcia, who is healing. The power of the Holy Spirit gives power to our prayers as we wait. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because the Spirit lives in you. In this redemption, we have the promises God gave us. We have the hope that lives and moves in us through Jesus Christ. We do not walk alone in this hope because we have eternal promises of God and once made sacrifice of Christ. Promises of old that are made new every day. Promises that hold us in the waiting. As we approach the end of Lent, we are mindful of the ministry of Christ, his sacrifice and his resurrection. We look forward in hope and joy as we wait. And we already know this, and yet we wait for Christ's return to take us as his beloved people. What a glorious day that will be when everything God has made is redeemed and made perfect. Amen.